The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. So glad that you have joined me. Biden voters should pay the inflated price. Everyone else should be exempt. Why? Well, the people who voted for Biden clearly hated Trump's economy. They didn't like anything about Trump. They couldn't stand him. But the rest of us, we loved Donald Trump's economy. They wanted this mess. We told them this mess would happen if they put Biden in. We told them. And they wanted it. So they're the ones that should pay the inflated price. And we should pay the prices of what it was the day Donald Trump left office. That should be it. Really, it shouldn't even be, because people knew we should pay the price of the last month or two that Donald Trump was in office, because inflation probably started right when people knew that Biden was going to be in office. Although with stolen elections, goodness, nobody knew what was going to happen. For sure. We just knew that shadiness was going on, and now we're paying the price for that shadiness. Anyways, so why shouldn't the Biden voters pay the inflated price? I know it's not technically possible to do this, but theoretically it should happen. And I wish I could make it happen. I go back to when California was threatening to secede, when Trump first got elected. I don't know if you remember this, but California said that they wanted to secede, and I at the time was excited about it. I said, yes, this would be the greatest thing to ever happen. Well, the greatest thing would be if you could do a scenario in which California becomes 100% liberal and does every single thing, every liberal policy you could possibly want. And I want them implemented almost immediately. Boom. And then have a comparison state like Texas and have everything conservatives want. Not fake conservatives, not neoconservatives, not crony capitalist conservatives. Free market, real conservatives. True Christian value conservatives. That type of conservative. In Texas, because there's a lot of people that pretend to be conservative, and then you look at the states and they do things that are not conservative whatsoever. But true conservative beliefs, everything implemented with the Judeo-Christian foundation implemented in Texas, and the anti-God, no God at all, secular, whatever environmental policies, all the gay and lesbian, transgender junk that they want, only in that state, though. And then compare those states in just 5 years and see what happens. Well, California would collapse immediately. A lot of things they say, they don't really fully implement. Like, they put it off. Like, we want all electric vehicles, but then they say bye, and then they put it a huge date away. I would love it. Hey, no, make it. You have to have all electric vehicles immediately. Bam! That would be great. See what they do then. Because their ideas are not going to work in the future if they can't work right now. It's really how you know it's really a bad idea. If you can't just implement it and it already be a benefit, then it's probably a terrible idea. If you're like, well, we can't implement this right now, because if we do, oh my goodness, everything will collapse. But we'll implement it in 10 years. That should be a sign right there. If it's good, you can implement it. Okay, like, I'm going to cut taxes. But we'll implement it in 10 years, because no one can handle cutting taxes right now. We can't just implement that right away. Why would we do that? So, you see what I'm saying. Anyways, there's a lot of things that the left does that they should, that I wish they could actually do, but them be the ones who have to do it. You see, whenever the left demands things, they really are demanding others do it. while they sit back and are exempt from their own policies. They want to be kings and queens, and they want to make you do what they say. You have to submit to what they're saying has to be done, like slavery reparations. I'm all for slavery reparations if the Democrat Party is willing to pay them, because they're the ones that fought for slavery. They're the ones that fought during the Civil War. They're the ones that stopped the ability to free slaves in Congress. When Republicans were trying to do it without a war, it was the Democrat Party that made sure, no, that can't happen. It wasn't just, it wasn't a North and South. Like they want you to think it was just purely North and South. It ended up divided up that way because there was way more conservatives and Republicans in the North and way more Democrats in the South. That's why the Democrats in New York in the North voted right with all the Democrats in the South to try to keep slavery intact. The Democrats stopped the ability to legislate the freeing of the slaves. They forced the Civil War. The Democrat Party did. They are 100% to blame. They're the ones who wanted slavery. They fought for slavery. And the Republican Party was a party formed specifically as an anti-slavery party. So how can anyone who's a Republican be forced to pay slavery reparations when the Republicans bled and died trying to free slaves and succeeded? I think that's reparations enough. Whereas the Democrats fought to keep slaves and died trying to keep black people enslaved, and then fought for 100 years after the Civil War to make sure black people were not treated equal. That's what the Democrat Party did. And they created the KKK. They owe black people reparations. The Democrat Party, the DNC, should pay out every penny of the slavery reparations that they suggest. Anything that they suggest, the Democrat Party should pay out. They're the ones suggesting it, and they're the ones at fault. How could you make the Republican Party pay it when the Republican Party isn't the ones who was behind slavery? We were the ones who freed the slaves. The Democrat Party was the ones who wanted to keep. If the Republican Party had lost, black people would still be enslaved in America to this day, thanks to the Democrat Party. To this day, they'd still. If the Democrats got their way, there would have never been free black people in America. That's a fact. So they should pay reparations. Here's another thing I think. Here's an issue that I think Republicans should steal. Democrats pound this all the time. And I have always said, we should give them their way. But it's more than that. Republicans could actually take this issue and run on it, and they don't know it. And that's free college. Just like the slavery reparation. I don't know why there's not candidates to run on these things, like I'm saying. If I was a candidate, I would run on, yes, the Democrats should pay slavery reparations. In the debates, every time I'm interviewed, I would say, absolutely, they have the history of slavery. If it wasn't for them, there wouldn't have been a Civil War. And thank goodness the Republican Party was there, because without the Republican Party, black people would still be enslaved. And I would pound that, because it's the truth. Of course, the media, I don't know how they would even try to shift that. They would hate your guts. They'd hate you worse than Trump, because you're pounding truth like Trump that they can't stand. The same thing with free college. I'm all for free college. And in fact, I do think it's ridiculous, college tuitions, simply because the government has caused the inflation of college tuitions. The government started doing these programs that paid for college tuitions. If you're too poor and you can't afford college, you have to go in, and that inflated college tuitions. But more than that, for private colleges and stuff, because then they were able to jack up the prices, and they kept jacking up the prices, and it got out of control. But more than that, I think it's a scam that you pay taxes for state colleges. You fund state colleges, and you don't get any benefit from your taxes helping fund state colleges. It is of no benefit to you. You have to still go and pay full tuition for your kid to go. Oh, maybe if you live in the state, they give you a tiny discount. Well, what is this? Why isn't it free? You know, a lot of these state colleges, especially the big major ones, like let's just take any Big Ten school, they have endowments where they don't have to charge tuition at all. They can easily survive. But more than that, the state is funding it. So the type of free college I'm talking about, you think, no, you're bad. You're like the Democrats. You're just trying to give things for free. No. Taxes are already paying for this. What I'm saying is they're scamming you. They've already made you pay through taxes, and then they're charging you after they make you fund things through your taxes already. That's bullcrap. That's not a conservative idea. If my taxes are paying for something, then I should have the ability to use it at no cost. I think that's true with anything that they proclaim. If they can't afford to do it, then don't proclaim to do it. Like, if you're going to build a park and say, we're going to use tax money in your city, and I'm going to tax you in this city as the mayor to build this park, and then I rope it off and charge you to attend the park, would you not be enraged? Now, of course, if you use my tax money, you build that park, it should be for all of us, the community, since you use our tax money to build it. That's what the state colleges did, and then they charge you. Then they rope it off and say, you can't. That's bullcrap. And this also, the Democrats would never be for this type of free college. You want to know why? Because Democrats aren't for free college. They never said that they want to stop tuition. They love their buddies raking in the money. They get their relatives to go work at colleges who rake in the money. They want the government to pay the tuition, which is not free, so that the government can control the money and their relatives can even make more money working for universities, as a ton of their relatives, politicians' relatives, work at universities. And look at Joe Biden shows you all the corruption. A university builds something for an office for Biden, and then they get all this foreign money coming. It's all corrupt anyways. Now, private schools, they can charge tuition whatever they want. This would force all the private schools' tuition to go way down, because if you made true free college the way it should be, no tuition in state colleges. No one pays tuition. It would be like your high schools, in the aspect that if your taxes paid for it, then you can use it if you live in that city. If you live in that state and your taxes are paying for this college, there should be no tuition, and anyone who wants to attend should be allowed to be accepted. They could do grades if they wanted to, a standard to make sure that people can make it into college. I'm fine with that. But the point is I'm for that actual free college. Every Democrat would scream and pull their hair out. They would never want free college, tuition free. They would never want your state university to not charge you a tuition, never in a million years. They're lying to you. They're not for free college. They want tuitions to skyrocket even higher, have the government, them, have control of that money to pay for it, so that colleges have to grovel to the politician and figure out ways to cut deals. And maybe, we'll hire your nephew if you pass this law, or if you give us some funding. Now you're in control of all the tuition and the funding. All the money's flowing through this politician, and they're in full power and full control. The colleges will grovel at their feet, and they'll get even more kickbacks. That's why your politicians want. There's billions and billions, trillions of dollars through colleges that they want their hands on. And if they can get it to funnel through them, then they know that they can keep some for themselves. They don't want free college. They would never say tuition free. Never in a million years. And they should be challenged on that. Okay, state colleges should be tuition free. Because then the state college professors can't just rake in the dough either. You'd probably have to lower some of the costs and actually work on a budget and actually worry about. Although some of these, they have such large endowments. If the people who graduate want to keep donating to the university, then it's fine. Then you have tons of money to build stuff anyways. My point is why don't Republicans take that issue? Why don't we cram it down the Democrats' throat? Yeah, free college, and here's how you do it. Real free college, and call them out. They're liars. They're not for free college. I'm for free college. State-funded free college that's already funded. I'm for eliminating the tuition of state-funded colleges. Eliminate all tuition. That's what I'm for. And I think every Republican should run on that. And then force the Democrats to say why they're actually not for free college and how they want. And point out, you just want the money to flow through because you're corrupt. And you know that you'll have family members that can rake in the dough through favors from colleges. That's what you're doing. And point it out. If you have the courage. Look, I could get way more aggressive. There's so much things, so many things I could go down. There should be vaccine reparations then, if we want to do this kind of thing. All the media, all the government officials who, if you're in the government, all you had to do was simply promote. If you, as a government official, promoted and advised people to get the vaccine, or you're a media company and you took money to promote the evil vaccine, you should have to pay all that money back to the victims of the vaccine. Anyone who's been a victim or vaccine injured should be able to get reparations. All the money that was spent by the government to promote the vaccine should then have to be turned around and given to the victims. That's what I say. We could do that. I'd be for that. Would the Democrats be for that? How about abortion reparations? We could do all sorts of stuff here. You know how many women have been damaged by the lie of abortion and regret it? Where they were told, it's not a baby. And your life is going to be so much better if you sacrifice your child because you're young. When you're older, you'll have so much more money and be happier. Because if you have the baby now, you're going to be stuck being poor your whole life. So it's all about money. We're going to scare you into thinking you'll be poor the rest of your life if you keep your child. So it's better if you kill your child because you're just not going to make it in the world if you don't. And the only way you're going to be happy is if you murder your child. And women have fallen for it because a lot of them, they're young. They don't say it the way I just said it, but that really is what they're saying. They do tell them, oh no, it's going to be hard for you. If you have this baby, how are you going to make it? Can you even afford it? You can't take care of this baby. The best thing for you to do is kill it. Now, those women are scarred for life. They know they were tricked. Tricked! It's not easy for them to admit that they were tricked. There should be people, women who have gotten abortions. I really think, I would love for a woman, maybe you're the one that's supposed to do it, that's watching right now. You're a woman who's had an abortion, you've been scarred, and you start a national women who have been, I don't know what you would call it, but devastated by abortions, tricked into getting an abortion. I'm sure there's probably some things, but we need a massive one because there's tons. And you have to recruit the women to come in and then have marches on Washington, D.C. about how they were lied to, how Washington, D.C. owes them reparations for tricking them into sacrificing their child for money, for the promise of money that was not a promise, that never came anyways. Your life would have most likely been the same. You would have probably lived the exact same life or slightly different in your career, or it would have led you to make different decisions to where you had to quit certain jobs that you held on to way too long, but because you were pregnant, you had to quit, and it forced you into a new opportunity. And then forced you to take a risk that you would have never taken in the first place in a job. And then you had success and become rich because you had the baby. That is very possible. Trust me, lots of people who have had success, what really made them have success was that they were pushed into a situation where they had no choice but to take a massive risk. That if they didn't have that situation, then they would have played it safe and they would have never taken the risk. And what the Democrats are telling you to do, play it safe. And that's how you get rich. You see, you can't afford that baby. Play it safe. Get rid of the baby. And then play it safe and just you'll be fine. Yeah, you'll be rich because of it. Actually, that's not usually how it works. Have the baby. Make having the baby force you to do things you didn't know you could do. Make you take risks that you didn't think you would take, but good risks. Make you live a life that's exciting, that you don't know what's going to happen around the corner. You know, people who take risks live exciting lives. People who don't just stay one job and just, that's what I'm going to do forever. Unless, well, that's great if you found the job that you want to do. I'm not saying that. I'm saying the people that hate their job, they're super miserable, but they're too afraid to quit it. They can't take that risk. And I understand the fear of that. They don't live the happier life. They live a less happy life because of that. And if they took the risk, they might. It's not a promise. You could end up, their fear could end up being right, but usually it's not. Usually when you take the risk, you end up being happier because you're forced into something and then you end up doing something you didn't think you'd do. You know what else it does? It can force you to go after your dreams because you become so desperate that you're like, well, I'm good at this, but I don't know. And then you figure out a way how to make money at something that you're good at, something that you have natural skills in, all sorts of different things. The overall point here is this. Wouldn't it be nice if the Democrats had to suffer the consequences of their actions and it didn't affect us? Do you know one of the things that really was a pet peeve? When I was doing a local morning show, I had a liberal that was with me on the morning show. And I told them, you know, it was the very beginning of the first like month or two of Trump's presidency. And I said, you know what what really bugs me is Trump's becoming president and you're flipping out and you're angry and you can't stand him. And he had Trump derangement syndrome. He really did. And I said, yet you will benefit all 4 years and probably 8 years, because I thought Trump would win re-election at that time. I didn't know that they were going to steal it. Trump did win re-election, but I didn't know they were going to steal it at that time. And I said, and you will benefit, just like all the Democrats benefited during Ronald Reagan as they kicked and screamed the entire presidency of Ronald Reagan. And all that happened was their lives got better. That's all that happened. As they screamed and complained, as their lives got better like spoiled brats. I said this right to his face. I said, and you're going to kick and scream like a spoiled brat as your life gets better every single year. Every single year, your life's going to get better, I guarantee it, during Trump's presidency. And yet, if I have to suffer through a Democrat, and if a Democrat gets in after Trump, I will suffer the consequences of you. And yet, my life won't get better. I won't get to kick and scream, and yet my life keeps improving, like Democrats do. Every time we conservatives get our guy, Ronald Reagan, Donald Trump, every single Democrat benefited as they screamed and complained. That irritates me because the opposite's true for us. We suck it up and try to persevere as our lives get destroyed and get worse. Everyone's life gets worse when these fools like Joe Biden are running the country. Just like under Obama. Your life got worse under Obama. Everyone's life got worse under Obama. We are the ones that have the right to kick and scream. How do they not learn from that? It is really frustrating. You don't learn? Maybe you should be quiet and say, well, wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong. Under Donald Trump, my life got better. Maybe I'm totally fooled. And under the people that I want, my life gets worse. I know every Democrat, 99% of Democrats that voted for Biden, your life got worse. And you don't learn from that? Frustrating. Frustrating for me. I gotta run. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Every Democrat really needs to know that. No man comes to the Father except through him. You really need to know that. Repent and accept him, and your whole life will change. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free, and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya!
Hey guys, Conversations That Matter is a show hosted by Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. This is where he has conversations with a whole bunch of people in interview form, and these conversations are dealing with people that the mainstream media really doesn't want you to hear from, but Alex Newman will interview them, and you'll get to hear from them, and these are things that could actually save your life or save our liberty as well. So check out Conversations That Matter at thenewamerican.com.